Tumasa like this. The almana min anisuyin. If the first your brother's wife was an almana, that your brother lived with her, so there's two chesaronis to a kohen gadol. First of all, she's an almana. Secondly, she's a bula. Is kuliyam aloy pligid aloy potra. Everybody holds that you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Because the ain essay doicha loisa sevi essay. Nobody says you could be doicha. So therefore, since you don't have a right to be miyabma, it's not called you be mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, the tzara is not potter, you have to give the tzara at least chalitza. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes? Be amona min erisin. When your brother died, his wife was an amona, but only min erisin. And nobody lived with her. She's still called a psula. So there's only a chai v'lavin for the kohen gadol to marry you. Man the yama poteris, the one that says when the kohen gadol is miyabim the amona, he did the mitzvah, he patters the tzara. Why? Because asa yesei v'deicha es leisa say. We talk and say esei es deicha leisa say. And therefore he was mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore the tzara is potter. But a man the yama ain't a poteris, the one that says he is not potter. He was not mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Lo yasi yesei v'deicha es leisa say. We do not say esa deicha loisa say. Why not? It's only regular loisa say. It's only an amona to a kohen gadol to an amona. She's a psula. There's only a lav. The Teretz says, like Rebbe wanted to say before, like Rosh Lakish, that kiva and the efshe b'chalitza. Here, since you could give a chalitza, you did not have to be boila. So it's possible to be mekayim the mitzvah without being over the lav. Then we do not say esa deicha loisa say, like Rebbe wanted to say before. And this the Gemara again asks the same question again. No, it's not true. Meisve, I have a kasher on this. Before we had clearly an amona l'kohen gadol. If the kohen gadol is miyabma, he is konu. He is mekayim the mitzvah. So you see, you do say yesterday choloi sasei. The Gemara tiyufta, it's a tiyufta according to Rambam diyoma. For the Gemara, if so, leima tiyavinam a tiyufta to Resh Lakish. The Gemara should be a kasher on Resh Lakish. Like Rav has said over, Resh Lakish is svara. That Resh Lakish says what? When do I say etzel decholoi sasei? If there's no way to mekayim the essay, only if you have to be over the lav. So you have a right, but if you have another way to do the essay without being over the avera, you have no right to do the avera. So the chura kasher is over here. Then do chalitza. So Maria says no, it's not a kasher in Resh Lakish. Oh my loch, Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish will answer you back like this. Ki yamina no. When do I say that if you could do both, you don't have a right to be doicha? Heicha de mekayim a mitzvah. That's when you do the mitzvah without the lav, I'll call upon you mekayim the mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah though. Avol hocha, but over here by yibum, chalitza b'mokum yibum, lav mitzvi. That's the aside. That, what are you telling me now? This amona, the brother was married to an amona. The brother died. So the amona now falls to the other brother that's a kohen gadol. So he's saying now he has the mitzvah seset to miyabma. And really he should be mutter, because we say esse is doicha loisasei. What's the reason why not, according to Resh Lakish? Because instead of doing the mitzvah sesi of Yibim, do the mitzvah sesi of Chalitza. The Teretz says that's not the same mitzvah. Chalitza, b'mokim Yibim, lav mitzvi. In other words, the ikka mitzvah by Yivam is to be Yavimu. It's only the Pesach says, im lo yachbois. If he doesn't want to make Yibim, then he has a right to make Chalitza. That's a secondary thing. But avada, the ikka mitzvah is to make Yibim. Therefore, if the kohen gadol wants to be miyabma, that's his mitzvah. And avada, we do say, esse is decholoi sasei. Therefore, if the kohen gadol is miyabma, avada is mekayim the mitzvah, and it's okay, it's kanu. Why do we say in the Mishnah that chai v'lav when you should not be miyabma? That's what we had before, that's only gzeira. So gzeira, be a rishon, not to be a shnia. True, the first B is mutter, because you say esse is decholoi sasei, it's the mitzvah esse of yibum, the first time you live with her, you mekayim the mitzvah. But that's it. The second V is not called the V's mitzvah anymore. So the second V is, since she's a chai v'lavin, like if the kohen gadol was miyabim the amona, every V you have with her is a chai v'lavin. Therefore, the din is, the second V is also. Therefore, midrabanan, even the first V is also. It's gzeira, be a rishon, not to be a shniya. But if you didn't listen to the gzeira when you were miyabim, havada, we do say, yes, adecha loisa say, and you mekayim the mitzvah esse of yibum. And therefore, you would patter the tzar also. Omar Rav, and Rav says, Remez l'shnias min atur minayin. Where's the Remez, like the Asmachta, like we're saying, Shnias means the Rabbanan came along and made certain Nashim Asa to you. Even though Midiraisa, she's Mutta to you, Midirabbanan, she's Asa. Where's the Remez, where's the Asmachta, where's a little bit of a Remez from the Torah to make such Xeris? So first, Shneimar HaPosek says, Ki yas kol ha'tuevos ha'el. Also, Anshe Yoretz.
that says the lashon ha'el means these koshes. Ha'el is lashon strong. Mashma, don't do these averes. These are chayde krisis, the ervis. Mechlal diyikar rakos. Mashma, there are rakos, softer ones. Uman ninu, what does it mean, soft ones? Shaniyos. That means the ones that are only awesome in the rabbonin, that's called softer than what's awesome in the raisa. Trashim mechlal diyikar rakos. The kalos men v'asuris, they're more easier. That means they're only awesome in the rabbonin. For the Gemara, my mashma do'el lishna de kashu. How do you know the word ha'el means strength? It's a strong issa. The asim, because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, v'yaseil yoretz lokach. The mashma took from the strong of the land. So ha'el means strong. So these are the strong isurim of erva. Mashma, there are easier ones. They're only yosim of the rabbanan. For the Gemara, lema pliga the Reb Levi. Maybe yosim of the Reb Levi. The Yomer of Levi, Reb Levi said that kosho einshin shamidus. Midas means if you have a scale, if you're selling food, and you chip by the scale, you don't have an honest scale. You use too much, too little, you chip people by the scale, that's a gezel. So the punishment is worse. Worse than doing the aveira of living with an isha that's also to you. Because they are royis, the posagoni says, or ale, like we had. And by the midas, it says, loshin of ale. So l'chur it's a mashma that Eila is a strong yisr, but her Eil is not so strong. So Gemara says no, Eil tak is kosher. It's also a strong punishment, but for Eila kosher me'el. But it could be that it says loshen by midos. Eila, the Rashi says, no Eila be midos k'siv ki tovas Hashem koloise Eila, koloise ovel. Amidukama yosim mishal arroyis mashma Eila is strong. The first mashma Eila is not so strong. Gemara says no. Eil is also strong. There's strong punishments that royis, but the Eila is stronger. Kashmiel. Now, Gavrei Demara, Gavrei Arroyis, Namiyaksiv Eila. I, by Arroyis, also says the word Eila. So, Arroyis should be stronger. So, Mar says, no. Hula mute midis mikoris. Says the word Eila by Arroyis, the teacher's davka here, do you get koris? Mashenke for stealing, having wrong weights, wrong scales, you're not chayv koris. For the Gemara of Elamai Chumrayim, of Zoy, why is it so much strong? What's so strong about the Avera of stealing Barabim to Arroyis? Hani Yevshe B'tshuva, Hani Lo Yevshe B'tshuva. If you did Arroyis, you live with a lady with an Avera to you, stop it and do tshuva. You could do tshuva. If you didn't have a kid yet, you didn't have a mamzi yet, you could do tshuva. Mashenkin, by Gezel, here we're talking about you had the wrong scale, you stole from the Rabbim. The Rashi says, of Amidas, Gezel, es Gozel, es a Rabbim, who? V'yen yodei l'miyachsi, you don't know who to return to. You stole from so many people. V'yafagav d'kayim alon, yisaken b'am tzorchi rabim. We say if you steal from the rabim, go give the money back to fix up the rabim. But you should know, lav tshuva mayasu. That's the best thing you could do. But it's not called a good tshuva. A real tshuva you can't do because you don't know who you stole from. So that's why it's worse to gezel of rabim than a rois. Rav Yudu Rav Meyoch, here's an asmachta for shnias. The pasuk says, "V'izain v'chiker tikein mesholim harbe." That Shlomo Melech was misakin a lot of mesholim. The Yomarul Amar Ablaza, "Kaidim shibah Shlomo before Shlomo Melechain hoisatayra doim lechvifor shein loznayim." Like a pitcher doesn't have a handle to it. At shibah Shlomo v'yosel loznayim. Shlomo made loznayim means a handle to it. In other words, a handle like you could hold on to it. So that's called shnias. He explained that he made certain gzeris to stay away, not to be over the yisatayra. Rabbi Yeshua Yom HaMeyach in this passage, it says, Paro'ehu, stay away from it. Atavaboy, don't go near it. Shetem Yolov, go away from it. V'yavor. Omer Rav Ashi. So it means, stay away from certain things. So the Rabbanim make a zera, not to be over Yisuri HaTorah. And Omer Rav Ashi, Moshul Abayshi, what's the Moshul Ovi, Lama Dov Adoymeh, Liyoda Meshama Pardis. Somebody wants to watch his orchard. Meshama, Mibachut, if you're standing outside, Kulu Meshtam, you can watch the whole thing. Mishtamer b'fnim, if you only watch what's inside, shalafana mishtamer, what's inside you're watching, shalachavena mishtamer, what's outside you can't watch so good. See, Ross, like if you only want to be mekayim what the Torah says, okay, but maybe you'll be over in Aveira. If you listen to what the Rabbanan tells you to stay away from other things, not even to come to an Issa D'Oraisa, you're better off. So tomorrow it's not a good mashal, it's not a good example. For the Rav Ashi Badusi, it's wrong. Hosom shalafana mi mishtamer. If you're inside the orchard watching, I'll call upon him what you're watching inside. It's called watched. Hocha. But here by Yisuri HaTorah, Ilav Shnis, if Rabbanim wouldn't have made Gzeri Shnis, like we'll soon see what they are, secondary Yisurim, not to be over, Poga B'er V'gufa.
for sure a person would be over the Yisra Torah. So here it's more important, like, the reason why the Rabbanim made these gzeres, like Lassun Si, like a grandmother, because we're afraid if you'll be mutter to your grandmother, maybe you live with your mother also. So the Rabbanim made Shnius in order not to be over the Yisra Torah. Rav Kanu Amar Mehoch, it is the Pasuk. Ushmatim es mishmarti. That means also mishmeres l'mishmarti. Make watches for my watch of the Torah. Means the Rabbanim should come along and say certain things are also in order not to be over what the Torah says. Omele Abayi the Rabbi Yosef, hod yiraisi. This pasuk is the yiraisi, it's not the Rabbanim then. And the Gemara, the yiraisa pirshu Rabbanim. True, it's the yiraisa, but the Rabbanim are explaining it. And that's mid Rabbanim. For the Gemara, is that true? Kol haTorah nami pirshu Rabbanim. The whole Torah is like that. The Rabbanim explained to us what the Torah means. That's not called the Rabbanim, that's called the yiraisa. Here we're saying these are shnius, they're only us mid Rabbanim. Elo the Torah says mid Rabbanim. Avadir is only us mid Rabbanim here. Ukro, that will be dashing these psukim here. Ushmatim es mishmati, it's a smachta bialma. That's not the real pshat in the pasuk. The real pshat in the pasuk is talking about something else. It's only a smachta, means the rabbanim find in a smachta, it's a smach, it's something to rely on. That's the mocker, I have a right to make such gzeiris. But it's only called in a smachta, not midi raisa.
And that
those are also. Tana rabbanim. Mahe. What are called shnius? What are called secondaries? Amimoi, your grandmother, it's only yasim with rabbonin. Your mother's mother was only yasim with rabbonin. V'yem aviv, your father's mother, it's only yasim with rabbonin. Midiraisa she's mutter. V'yeshes aviyoviv, the wife of your grandfather. The wife of your grandfather is yasim with rabbonin. V'yeshes aviimoi, the grandfather by your mother's side, his wife is also to you. V'yeshes, the wife, Achiyav, the brother of your father, Minayim. They're only brothers from the same mother. Somebody writes, that aunt is mutter to you, but with the Rabbanan, she's also, she's called an aunt. All aunts are also with the Rabbanan. V'yeshes, Achiyav, Minav. And your mother's brother from the same father, his wife, that aunt is also also to you with the Rabbanan. V'kalas benoi, your son's daughter-in-law, is also to you with the Rabbanan. Midiraisa, she's mutter. Only your daughter-in-law is mutter. Mashenkin, your son's daughter-in-law is only yasim d'rabbanin. V'kalas bitoy, your daughter's daughter-in-law is also to you d'rabbanin. But umutter adam b'yeshes chamav, a person's allowed to marry his father-in-law's wife, not his mother-in-law, but his father-in-law's wife. If he married, remarried, you're mutter to marry that lady afterwards. He gives her a get. U'b'yeshes chorgoy, your stepson, the wife of your stepson is mutter to you. The also the bas horgoy, but you're also with the daughter from your stepson. For horgoy mutter b'yishtoy, but you know your stepson is mutter with your wife. Ubitoy v'yeshes horgoy oimerisloy ani muteris l'cha. The wife of the stepson could say, I'm mutter to you. Ubiti asur l'cha, but my daughter is also to you. Yeah. All right. Just the last ones again. Was your mutter rodom b'yeshes came from the mutter? Or mutter rodom b'yeshes chamav? A person is mutter with the wife of his father-in-law, or v'yeshes chorgoy, and the wife of his stepson. Rashi chorgoy means ben ishtoy, a stepson. If you have a stepson, you married a lady that she has a son. So now, when the son gets married and he gives a get, that wife is mutter to you. Person is mutter b'yeshes chorgoy. The also though babas chorgoy. But if his stepson has a daughter, the father is also to the stepson's daughter. Now, v'chorgoy mutter b'yishtoy. But v'chorgoy, the stepson, is mutter with the father's wife. In other words, if your stepfather had another wife, not your mother, then you're mutter with that lady. Ubitoy, who are then if your father-in-law, if your stepfather had a different daughter from a different wife, so the stepson is mutter to the stepfather's daughter. Now, v'yeshes chorgoy, the wife of your stepson, oimeres lo, could say to you, to the father, ani muteres l'cho, I'm mutter to you. In other words, if she gets a get from your stepson, she is mutter to the stepfather. Ubiti asur l'cho, but the stepdaughter-in-law could say to the father, you're also with my daughter. Because, like, since you married my mother, so Allah Khrij is not allowed to marry a mother or daughter or a granddaughter. So therefore, to my daughter, she can say, you're also too.
Basfrat Gemara Kashinel. Bas Chorgoy, the daughter of your stepson, Diraisi. It should be also Midraisa, not only Midrabon, it should be also Midraisa. The Pasuk says, as Bas Bino, yes, Bas Bito. He can't marry a lady and a grandson, a granddaughter. Or as a lady and a son and a daughter, he can't marry. Says so, Bas Chorgoy, you know, you married the mother, your wife. And now Bas Chorgoy means the stepson's daughter, which is a wife and a granddaughter. It's also Midraisa to marry your wife and a granddaughter. You can't marry as Bas Bino, if he has Bas Bito. So Marin says, Mishum Dkaboy le Mr. Seifer. It's true. To marry the daughter of your son-in-law is Asimid, of your stepson is Asimid Raisa. But the reason why he puts it there is because he wants to say the Seifer. But it says what? Eishes Chorgoy, the wife of your stepson, I merit like it say to you to the father, Ani Muteres Lechor, I'm Mutter with you. Like we just said, the father is Mutter with the wife of his stepson. But my daughter that was asked to you, the afagav the biti asulcha midiraisa, even though my daughter was asked to you midiraisa, but the dila goes by rabbanon. That's the chiddush. Even though my daughter was asked midiraisa, me they weren't goyza. That's the chiddush. Ben echanami, the stepson's daughter was asked to you midiraisa. Now, the reishon also says nami bas chorgoy. The reishon also says that the daughter of your stepson is also wasa to you. Fred Gemari Hachi, if so, Eishes Chamuf, the wife of your father-in-law. Nami Taima, she should also say like this. The wife of your father-in-law can say like this. Ani Muteres Lecho. Like we said, you're allowed to marry your father-in-law's wife. If it's not your mother-in-law, it's not your wife's mother. Your father-in-law then got married to another wife and then he gives her a get, you're allowed to marry her. You're allowed to marry your father-in-law's wife. So she could say also, the Yochi Eishes Chamiv, your father-in-law's wife will say, Nami Taima, Ani Muteres Lecho, I'm Mutter to you. Obiti Asur Lecho, but my daughter is also to you. Tehevei Achois Ishtoi. It's going to be your wife's sister. So Gemara says, Hapsikolei, Holei Psikolei. One has a heter, and one never has a heter. In other words, your wife's sister, when your wife dies, you become Mutter to your wife's sister. But since it's psikole, it has a heter, we don't say it. Like Rashi says, Hop psikole, Bas Chorgoy Leila Masurulai. The daughter of your stepdaughter is always also to you. Because if you marry the mother, you can't marry her daughter or her granddaughter. That's also Midiraisa. Holoi psikole is Rashi. Bas Eishes Chama Masurulai. Meshum Achais Isha. Your mother-in-law's daughter is also because of your wife's sister. And that's only also, calls the man your wife is alive. When your wife dies, though, liacha mis ishtoi muteres loy. After your wife dies, then you're allowed to marry your sister. Yeah. Now, next Gemara says, Omar Rav, arba noshim yeshlam hefsik. Four noshim have a hefsik. That what? That they're not aser. Rashi dal noshim shniyas yeshlam hefsik. It means shlamal mehem olamate miyamuter. Avol ha'acheros kagoin eimimoy einlam hefsik. For the Noshim here, there's a Hefsik. Only one generation up is Aser. But more than that is Mutter. Mashenga, the other ones, no matter how far up you go, they're Aser Midrabonin. Like your grandmother, your great-grandmother, your great-great-great-grandmother, it's Aser Midrabonin. Mashenga, there are four Noshim, the Yeshlam Hefsik. Only those are Aser, but further up or further down is Mutter, even Midrabonin. Now, Nokud Rav B'yodei Tlas. Rav said over three cases that the next generation is Mutter. Eishes achi ho'aim minav, the wife of your mother's brother from the same father. That only she's also, but not the next generation. Rashi, Eishes achi ho'aim minav, the wife of your mother's brother from the same father. Rashi, he levada, she's also to you. Shania, she's a shnia. Avol eishes achi ho'aim imoi, but the wife of your brother's mother from the same mother, that's muteris. It's only from the same father, brother from the same father, not from the same mother. From the same mother, it's mutter. Vaita, v'eishes achiyav, the wife of your father's brother, minayin. If your father had a brother from the same mother, and his wife, she is also to you, but the next one is mutter, though. Trashi v'eishes achiyav minayin. Levadashniya, avul eishes achi aviyav. Yeah, like Rashi says, Abu Eshes Achi Avi Oviv, but the wife of your father's grandfather, Minei, from the same mother, that's Muteris. The time of the reason is Mishum Lo Shaykh Abu Erva, Dir Isa. There's no Shaykh Nis Dir Isa, therefore the Rabbanim didn't make these Gzeris. Right to the Kalosai. The same thing, your daughter-in-law. Your daughter-in-law is Usar, but your grandson's daughter-in-law is Mutter. Rashi be Kalosa Yesh Lehesik. L'kama Parach Echi Choshev Kalosa Behed Yishnias Hod Yiraisi. Well, soon we ask the question, your daughter-in-law is also to you Midiraisa. It's not Midirabonin. And here we want to say in the Shniyas that Rasa Midirabonin, there's a Hefsik, there's only one generation that saw us, the next generation is Mutter. The Gemara answers, it means your son's daughter-in-law. No, your granddaughter-in-law. Right, huh? Oziri now, this is only three so far. And Rav said there was four. Now, Oziri, Moisif, Ziri, Edzon, what's the fourth one? As Ashes, Avi, Imai, the father of your mother, the wife of your grandfather. Ashes, Avi, Imai, the father of your mother, his wife, is also, has a hefsik. Only she's also, not the next generation. Drashi, Eshla, hefsik. The Sharin and Ashes, Avi, Avi, Imai, the great-grandfather of your mother, his wife is mutter to you. Now, Omer Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchok, v'simnecha, what's the simin? The loy de Rav, that Ziri added on one generation above Rav's Isurim. The Rav, my time, lechoshev lei, why did Rav say this last case of Ziri? The Teretz is, michvalei, he says, no, there is a Xeri, you'll interchange him, the Ashes Avi Ovith, with the wife of your grandfather. The wife of your grandfather is also to you. So therefore, there's no hefsik there. Trashi di yamrit yesh hefsik also lemeima v'yeshes avi yoviv yesh hefsik v'asimiko v'oysom doris ishos yiraisa. And there's no hefsik. Now Ziri says Ziri lohosom shchiach v'yozol liyachol shchiach v'yozol. There it's shchiach, here it's not. So Trashi hosom shchiach v'yodiyozol lemishpaches oviv odem rogol. Person goes to his father's mishpacha. People won't interchange over there. So therefore, Ziri says, there is a hefsek in this case. That we said now, Kalosi, your daughter-in-law, that's a case that has a hefsek. And that's a shnias. Your daughter-in-law,